USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. It was the first time that the American and Chinese leaders had spoken since a call between Xi and former President Donald Trump last March. And a World Health Organization panel has recommended the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use for people 65 and older. While there are still questions about the vaccine's efficacy against virus variants, with data from a small trial suggesting it might not be protective against mild to moderate infections from the South African variant, the panel said that any level of protection against variants is better than nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
California officials are keeping an eye on San Francisco Bay after an oil spill. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the World Health Organization says they found evidence that there may have been COVID cases more than 2 months before the virus's emergence was first reported. The WHO report says about 90 people were hospitalized in central China with coronavirus symptoms about 2 months before China reported its first case of COVID in December 2019. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The White House said Wednesday that asylum seekers at the southern border will continue to be turned away as a continuation of a Trump-era policy that gives law enforcement the power to immediately expel anyone caught crossing into the country illegally because of the pandemic. But critics of the Biden administration's immigration policy say that it's only a matter of time before that order is rescinded. Mark Morgan says there's already a crisis building at the southern border. The former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Newsmax TV that about 3,500 people are trying to enter the U.S. illegally every day, and to expect a stream of more migrants trying to enter the country when that order is lifted.
Look, right now, the only thing that's keeping that 3,500 from being a catastrophic crisis is the CDC orders in Title 42. So it's in place right now. But as you said, because of the numbers are so great, Mexico now, they're overwhelmed. They're out of capacity. So they're now, and you said, like in the RGV area, one of the epicenters, even under Title 42, they stopped taking people back. And so you already are seeing catch and release in some areas. Once Title 42 goes away, that 3,500 overnight becomes a catastrophic crisis. And there's nothing the Biden administration can do because they've removed every single effective policy. But let's be honest, that's what they want. They want the illegal migration to continue. Release, stay here, next wave of amnesty, and we know that exactly why they want to do that. And that's what they're doing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.